This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Independence County authorities are investigating the death Saturday night of a Southside teenager from a gunshot wound. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the 16-year-old male was at a residence in the area of Brushy Road when the shooting occurred. Jeffrey said the body's been sent to the Arkansas Medical Examiner's office for an autopsy. Jeffrey said foul play is not suspected at this time. A Newark man died Friday afternoon around 1:30 in a one-vehicle accident on Highway 25 northeast of Batesville. State police say 40-year-old Tom Tilley Jr. of 210 Long Street at Newark was traveling east when his 2006 Dodge Van left the roadway, struck an embankment, and overturned several times, ejecting Tilley. He was pronounced dead at the White River Medical Center. Tilley's a former Independence County deputy and former police chief for the city of Newark. He was currently employed at the prison unit at Newport. A floral woman was taken by helicopter to the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Hospital in Little Rock Sunday afternoon after being severely injured in a four-wheeler accident. Investigating Independence County Deputy Sean Stevens said 60-year-old Nelda Brumley of 105 Conley Drive was driving a Honda Rancher ATV down a hill on Conley Drive when she lost control. Deputy Stevens said a witness traveling behind Ms. Brumley said she was attempting to catch up with her grandchildren that were on another ATV when she lost control of hers, causing it to flip end over end. The witness said Ms. Brumley landed face down in the roadway and the ATV went off the road and into the trees. A woman convicted of bilking Walmart stores out of hundreds of thousands of dollars has lost an appeal of a federal judge's finding, and that finding was that she engaged in fraud by transferring money to her boyfriend the day before her sentencing. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the sentence of 43-year-old Goldie LaJoyce Holt of Maplevale, who pleaded guilty in 2008 to aiding others in wire fraud. Holt was part of a scheme in which people convinced Walmart or MoneyGram workers to send test wire transfers of cash. Seven people were accused in the scam, which removed $675,000 from Walmart. Holt was sentenced to 30 months in prison. After her release, she was ordered back to prison for a year for failure to pay toward the $265,700 restitution. An Izard County man was arrested Friday for allegedly breaking into a semi-trailer and committing theft. 19-year-old Michael Lee Stevens is alleged to have committed the crime in the Oxford area. An arrest warrant's been issued for a Pine Bluff man, Cody Tillman, in the same incident. And in addition, a male juvenile's been arrested in the case. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said Stevens remains in the Izard County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bond being posted. In an unrelated incident, 34-year-old Bradley Don Skidmore of Oxford was arrested Friday on third-degree domestic battery charges along with being in possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said Skidmore assaulted Nicole Skidmore with a belt. The sheriff said Ms. Skidmore was provided medical attention by Vital Link Ambulance Service but declined transport to a medical facility. Lawrence said deputies searched for a lengthy time for Skidmore, who had fled the scene. The sheriff said Skidmore later turned himself in to authorities and was jailed on the two charges. Sheriff Lawrence said Skidmore was released from jail the next day and given a court date. And Sheriff Lawrence says two men remain in the Izard County Detention Center in lieu of posting $10,000 bonds. 30-year-old Donald Jason Ehart of Flippin was jailed on felony hot check charges, and 31-year-old Nathan Gordon Lackey of Mountain Home was arrested for a failure to appear in court. Another man, 32-year-old Kyle James Salamone of Mammoth Spring, is on a no-bond status at the detention center on a charge concerning his parole.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.